The Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation Board had an unusual visitor at their meeting today. Former Attorney General Craig Richard showed up to pitch an unconventional investment idea, oil and gas tax credits. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rachel Waldholz reports.
Governor Bill Walker's administration has a problem. Or rather, several of Alaska's smaller oil and gas companies have a problem. Those companies have earned tax credits from the state for things like exploration work. But for the last 2 years, the governor has vetoed payments for those credits. That means companies are holding IOUs from the state with no idea when they'll actually get paid. The administration estimates the state now owes more than $700 million in those IOUs. And in the past, companies could sell the rights to these credits to, say, a bank or an outside investor. But that market has dried up. And that, former Attorney General Craig Richards told the Permanent Fund Board, that creates an opportunity.
The proposal to the Permanent Fund would be that they view these tax credits very much like a state of Alaska bond.
That's Richards explaining the proposal in an interview after his presentation. Richards was a Permanent Fund Board member himself until he resigned as Attorney General in June. He's currently on contract with the governor's office, where he's been brainstorming solutions to the oil tax credit dilemma. And he thinks he's identified an opening.
You have the potential to purchase a credit from the state for yields that are something like 10%. Whereas if you were to go buy a state of Alaska or a state of Washington bond, it might yield 2%.
Sounds pretty good, right? Richard says the tax credit certificates are like bonds issued by the state. They're debt we have to pay. The difference is there's no deadline, so it may be several years. But many companies need that money sooner rather than later. They were planning on it to pay for next year's work or took out loans against the credits, and now they have to pay those loans back. Right now, they don't have many options. They can sell the certificates to bigger companies on the North Slope, which can use them to offset future taxes. But for various reasons, the credits aren't actually worth all that much to those companies. What you need, Richard says, is an outside investor who isn't bound by the same rules as North Slope producers. They might be willing to buy the rights to those credits for, say, 70% of their face value, on the assumption that at some point the state is going to pay the full amount. I asked if he would go for this, if he were still on the Permanent Fund Board.
If I could get the tax credits at 70 cents on the dollar, absolutely. If I can only get them at 95 cents on the dollar, probably not.
Permanent Fund Board members only asked a few questions and didn't give any real indication what they thought of the plan. Kara Moriarty of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association was also listening. Her group represents several companies who are owed credits, and she said she still has plenty of questions. But no matter what, she said, the key issue remains the same.
Whether you're paying an investor, whether it's the permanent fund or a private bank, or you're paying the companies themselves, at the end of the day, it still comes down to when is the state going to pay it?
And for now, that's a question with no clear answer. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.